Everybody, this is Caddy. You are on Caddy's Cafe. I know I have gotten your emails and your DMs and your other methods of communicating to me, maybe by pigeon, that no, we did not have a cafe in July, which is expected. But hey, it's only August the 6th, and here we are with your new cafe and my favorite guest, Mr. Simon Laban.
Yeah. Look, I appreciate it. I have to say that I'm not a fan of favoritism. I think it's like it's really I love that I'm your favorite. I mean, you could have said, and here I have my guest. He's not my favorite guest.
I could have, yeah.
You could have
that
said
would have
that,
sucked.
And then I would have been crestfallen. I mean,
right.
honestly.
I
But
mean, I never
you
get
didn't
to
say
speak.
that.
I didn't say that, and I don't get to speak to you often enough for me, even though we host a radio show together. But I just, you know, you've been so busy with being on the road and spending time with your family. I appreciate you making time for this. So the first thing I want to talk to you about, which we haven't had a chance to talk about,
wait a minute,
is
you used the word appreciate. You appreciate me. Is it, are we, we've got Duran Duran Appreciation Day coming
that's
around.
on my list of things to talk about. You know, there is some conjecture on how Duran Duran Appreciation Day started. Some people say a radio station started it. Some people say it was the day that you got your star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And some people say it was started by YM Magazine in America. They just put it in their calendar, just, and it
That's
took off.
amazing. Well,
It
you know,
really took off.
I don't mind when it started. I just got to say, I appreciate being appreciated.
It's just a nice thing that the band, just like who has an appreciation day? Not that many artists.
Yeah. I mean, they have like Star Wars appreciation days and Star Trek appreciation days where everybody dresses up as Leonard Nimoy or William Shatner or what was the sexy Lieutenant Uhuru.
I
She
don't
was
know.
she was a bit of a hottie when you were a little boy in London, let me tell you. Anyway, listen, we won't go there. We won't go
Do
there.
you know that William Shatner's niece, Elaine, was my babysitter when
Do you
I was
know?
like 5 or 6?
I didn't know that. No,
Then now
you've never
never
let
shared that?
that never shared
Elaine
that pearl of
Shatner, yeah.
that little pearl of knowledge to
Yeah,
us
just
before. Ever.
dropping
Never,
it
never,
down
never.
for you.
I love it. I love it.
Anyway, Simon, how was the European tour? I want to know. You haven't had such an extensive tour of Europe in quite some time. Regale me.
No, the European tour was amazing and really amazing. It was the right kind of schedule because it wasn't too dense. There weren't too many shows. We had lots of days off. And it was in wonderful parts of Europe. You know, we started off in Finland and did then went to Copenhagen after that, then Antwerp and Amsterdam, and then we headed down to glorious Italy, played two shows at the Circus Maximus, which is you know, the sun goes down and you can almost see Charlton Heston racing around in the chariot playing Ben Hur. And they have this wonderful drink, which is very sweet wine. It's called Ben Rye. And I kept getting Ben Rye mixed up with Ben Hur. You really wouldn't want to drink Ben Hur. And you really wouldn't want to ride around the Circus Maximus in a bottle of Ben Rye. So, yes. Absurd. So that was Rome, and then we went down to Bari, and that was another great show. Italy for Duran Duran. It's like coming to your own home. It's like coming home, but to an Italian home for a bunch of English guys. It's really weird. It was so much fun. We loved it, darling. Yes, and
And then we're.
then. Well, after Italy, we went to Germany, which
Yeah.
obviously is going to give you a bit of a culture shock. But we had a great time in Germany. We played shows in, was it Dusseldorf, Berlin, and Hamburg? Was that right? Hamburg? Did we play in Hamburg? I think we
Did
did.
you?
Yeah,
Okay.
we did. It was just, yeah. I always think of Hamburg. I know they're from Liverpool, but I always think of Hamburg as home of the Beatles.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Pete, that whole early time for them.
Ich bin ein Hamburger.
Yeah, wow.
Ja.
And in Berlin, you had Lobster Bomb, a Whoosh
Oh, that's
favorite.
right. We had Lobster Bomb opening for the band, which was magnificent. I love that band. They're lovely people. They're just lovely people, and they love doing what they do. There's so much joy and enthusiasm in that band, and the crowd went bananas for them. I mean, crowds don't always do that for Duran Duran support groups, but
Yeah.
these guys went down really, really, really well. It was fantastic. I was so proud of them there. And then where did we go after that? Did we go to Ireland
I
after
think you went to Ireland and you
Yeah.
reunited with
Yeah.
Niall. What was it like
Shows.
playing shows with
Oh,
Niall again?
it's fantastic. We've got yes. Niall is our he's our brother. He's our bruv. That's who Niall, what Niall is. And we are his band. He loved he no, we're his second band, He always says that.
Yeah. He does.
And it was just magnificent play. It's a great lineup having Cheek with Nile Rodgers, then Duran Duran, marvelous. We played a show in Dublin and one in Cork, and then we came over to England,
Yeah.
and our first show was at Powderham Castle, Exeter, and it went off the scale. And then the next day we had two that was it no we had a day off. Then we went to Chelmsford in Essex. We've never played in Essex before. And I've never heard the crowd sing like they did at Chelmsford. And Yazzie said to me, Yasmin, my wife, she said apparently people, when they go to festivals and things now, they bone up on the lyrics and the songs so that they can sing along with them. It's a real cultural thing now. It's a
It
real
is,
thing.
yep.
And at Chelmsford, I wouldn't have had to sing a single word, I wouldn't have had to sing a single word. It was amazing. Absolutely amazing. And then from there, I think we went to Marbella and played. Oh, Marbella. What a place that is. It's extraordinary. It's so funny. I mean, it's just Love Island, really,
Oh
Marbella.
my gosh.
It really is like Love Island. And we had a lovely show there. The venue is fabulous. It's called Starlight. They don't like you saying, "Hi, Marbella, we're really glad to be here." They like you saying, "Hello, Starlight. We're so happy to be here in Starlight." I get it. I get it. It's like a big club up on a hillside, with a live venue. But also attached to it is the club, which is a dance floor and bars and all that stuff, lounges and things. It's quite an amazing place. And then we went over to Sardinia. And played at Forte Village in Pula. Pula, yeah, there's a place in Sardinia called Pula as well as the place in Croatia. And is that funny? We finished both of our last tours in Pula, different Pulas.
Different pools. I did notice that actually because I was confused for a minute. I was like, wait, did I write that down wrong? That's
Nope,
cool. That's
it really
really
is.
amazing.
And it was an incredible tour. And since then, that's 3 weeks ago it ended, and we've had all sorts of things going on since then.
So while you were on this tour, you and John spent one day with Miss Sabrina Carpenter, who's now stateside, I believe,
Yeah.
and you played Hungry Like the Wolf. And I was amazed at how many, no, I wasn't amazed, that's the wrong word, but people were thrilled to see you there.
It was a thrilling thing altogether. We were, she's the person who she got in touch with us and asked us to do it, and it was tremendous, absolutely brilliant, yeah.
Yeah.
And she's delightful and so professional, and boy, can she perform! And she puts on a fantastic show as well. I love the way she can talk to the audience. You know how Adele talks to the audience? She's kind of got a bit of that to her. It's very, very relaxed and very intimate. And yeah, we love her.
That's so nice. Now, you know that the Duran Duran bus took on a little bit of a life of its own. that it had its own Instagram account that I did not start. And
Right.
each day, the bus driver would
Oh,
tell people where they were parked. He was great, the
wow.
bus driver. And people would come take pictures with the bus. And I
Okay.
wondered, did you see the bus at all, or you were too busy getting ready for each show? I'm sorry, it was
Interesting.
a truck, not a bus. Did I say it was a
Do you
bus?
mean
I'm
the one?
sorry.
Oh no, we had the truck with all the album covers on the side. Oh, that's am
I'm
that, no, that's
sorry.
amazing. Of course, I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Oh,
we
I
did
say I said it
photographs in
wrong.
front of. We did lots of
Oh, right. You
photographs in
did.
front
The
of.
last day you did the video that
Yeah, it was an
people
amazing
loved.
thing.
That truck was phenomenal.
I mean, and whoever came up with the idea of doing that deserves, well, a huge round of applause from all of us because it looked magnificent.
It did. It was
Yeah.
fabulous. Okay, so you've been home for 3 weeks. I know you've had a holiday, but I think you did something yesterday that was kind of exciting, and I know our
Oh
cafe
yeah.
listeners
Well,
would love to hear
it
about.
Okay, so I don't know how many people remember this or are aware of it, but 40 years ago, this week, I was racing an Ocean Racing Maxi in the Fastnet race, and we had a bit of a mishap on day two, and the keel sheared off the boat, and all 26 of us, that's the crew of Drum, got we were shipwrecked. I was inside the boat when it happened, and I ended up in an air pocket inside the boat for an hour, while somebody on the shore saw the upturned hull with and they went and to a telephone box because in 1985 people didn't have mobile phones. And he literally ran to a telephone box and dialed 999. And subsequently, there was a Navy helicopter from our RAF Coldrose came over, and a diver came down and helped the six of us who were inside the boat escape from the air pocket. Meanwhile, the other 20 guys, the other 20 guys on the boat had managed to get onto the hull, and they were all sitting up there. I managed in my escape from the air pocket, I managed to lose my long johns, and I came up in a sopping wet t-shirt, long sleeve t-shirt, and a pair of knickers. I was just there's me in a pair of knickers. If you see any of those pictures of the actual rescue, you'll notice there's one guy. You can't see the faces because it was in 80 that the film quality wasn't so good as it is now. No, there was no high definition or anything, but there is a film of it, and there's you see there's one guy in a white jacket, which somehow somebody had managed to get onto the hull. He was wearing a white jacket, and he's got bare legs, and that's the only person who didn't have pants on, and that's me.
You know, we never really talked about this so much, and
Yeah, well, it's a hell of a big story, actually.
it's
And it's
traumatic.
and I and I will I'd like to sort of tell my whole experience sort of in detail, but I don't think the cafe is the right place to do that, actually. So I'll give you the little snippets and the pertinent facts. Because it is quite a story. It's quite a story, the whole thing.
And how amazing that every
One day I'll make
nobody,
it into a film.
a film. And it's amazing that you all of you survived. But what did you do yesterday that made you remember this story?
So, we had our 40-year reunion of the Drum crew, and of course we were not just celebrating the capsize of the boat, but also celebrating the fact that after the boat capsized, we managed to be salvaged. We bought it back from the salvagers, towed it to Moody's in Hamble, turned the boat the right way up, drained it, and refitted the whole thing. And within a month, we were out on the Whitbread Round the World race. And we completed the Round the World race. In fact, we came in third.
That's pretty amazing.
It was an amazing story. It's an amazing story. It is. We made a sort of a documentary of it. And then this Swedish guy's kind of redone the documentary. Apparently, I haven't seen it, but I'd like to. I have to look for it. Yeah, it's out there if you want to check it out. I'll tell you what I'll do. I will give you the information, Kelly. I can't find it right now, but I'll give you the information of where to watch this Swedish version of the drum documentary, and you can post it on the Duran Duran website,
I would
right?
love to because
And people
yesterday,
can have a look.
yeah, after I spoke to you, I was in the car with Tanner. Simon was, and I kept getting disconnected, and he had no idea that you were on a boat that was going around the world or that you capsized. He was very interested in the story, and I said, I think there's a documentary about it. I'll have to look. So,
There
yeah,
is a documentary.
I
But
would love to
anyway,
see it. Yeah.
I want to tell you a little bit more about the reunion we had. 40 years to the, not to the date, because it happened on the 11th of August, the actual capsize. Well, 40 years. Some of the crew, not everybody, because some people have dispersed. It was a very international crew. We had people from New Zealand, Australia, Spain, France, Sweden, as well as all the English and Irish crew that we had on board. And three of those people are no longer with us. I mean, they've died. One of them died shortly after we finished the race, like a year after that, or two. No, he was on. No, sorry, he died 4 years after. It's very sadly, but we got some of the guys together, and it was so heartwarming to spend. And we really connected again. You think that these people, this was a massive part of all of our lives. And we were and they and each one of us was a big deal to everybody else. When you go around spending, 5 months with somebody on a round the world race, you become close to each other. Sometimes people fall out a bit. There were arguments and things. Just like a family, really. Anyway, it was great to see these people. We realized that, we don't want to leave it another 20 years before the next reunion, because, maybe we ain't going to be around, or somebody's not going to be around. So we decided to do one a bit sooner than that.
That's nice. And you know what? It's a shared experience. Nobody but all of you know what it's like. So it is a camaraderie that you probably couldn't find anywhere else.
It's a very special thing, and I feel very honored, and I'm very proud to be part of the crew and to have had the experiences that we all had, even the capsize. I mean, that made us legend,
Yeah, it did. It did. So, before I appreciate you giving me so much time, before we head off on this cafe, Simon always gives us a drink to make, but I want to preface it. My friend Emily, who I believe you've met, she's my friend from Pelham, but she grew up in Oxford, England. She's in Bermuda this week, and she sent me a picture. She was having a drink. Or rather, I saw it on her social media. She was having a dark and stormy. And I
Ooh.
thought, right. And I thought, I think you might have done or told me or done a ring.
Have I done a dark and stormy?
I don't know, but I think it's time to do one again. I don't even know what
Okay.
it is.
Well, you've just completely railroaded me and decided what cocktail I'm going to give, aren't you? So I'm going to do. Hey, guess what? I've got a great idea. For this cafe, my cocktail is going to be, wait for it, a dark and stormy. I'll tell you how to make a dark and stormy.
Okay.
You put some ice in a glass. The real aficionados say that you have to use Gosling's rum. That's rum from Bermuda, by the way. So a large, a double. If it's me, I do a double double, right? A double double of Gosling's rum. I'd say a really good amount of old Jamaica ginger ale, which is comes from, guess where? Jamaica. My wife went to the Caribbean. And the other guy goes, Jamaica? And he says, no, she went of her own accord.
I love
Anyway.
that show.
And so yes, you've got old Jamaica ginger beer, not ginger ale, ginger beer. It's grey and it's strong and it's got a real zip to it. And then I would say probably the juice of an entire lime as well. Stir it up and drink it as quick as you can, and you'll get super pissed really quickly. Or you can sip it and be a bit more sensible. But when have I ever been sensible?
Not as in as long as I've known you. So, all right. I don't know that I could do that drink, but I'll keep it in the back of my head.
I'm
I've
going to
had
have one right now.
this.
I'm going to finish this chat and I'm going to go down into the cellar. I'm going to dig out. I
Do
am.
you have rum from Bermuda?
I do have Gosling's rum, absolutely.
Oh. Go, dude. Well, I want to thank you for this time on the cafe. We will see you actually somewhat shortly in 2 months. This will be your birthday cafe, your birthday cafe.
Fabulous, fabulous.
So, you are a star, sweetheart. I don't know if anyone's ever told you, but you're a star.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. And anyway, have a great rest of your summer, and we will speak to you soon, bud.
Okay, I can't wait.
All right.
I've really enjoyed it, and thanks for the coffee.